This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, I told you yesterday that we would have Larry Vickers today, and of course, we're not going to. For whatever reason, at Vickers Tactical, things changed since I set this up with him on this past Friday. So, no Larry Vickers today. We will circle back and get him another day. Instead, we're going to look at things that are the precipitants and some of the other things that have led up to certain things. And then we're going to get, you know, of course, talk about the what you and I can do about it. Not really. It's this thing came out of Fox News yesterday, and I looked at this, and I was like, this is not really something that was meant for civilian eyes, so why would they change it? See, at CENTCOM, U.S. Central Command, they generate something that goes to D.C. every day, or wherever the president is, follows him wherever he goes, and he gets a daily security briefing on what's going on. And analysts put together a very comprehensive look at ISIS. And they put together very good assessments of what they thought the threat level actually was. And they were told in an email to cut it out. And now there's an investigation that's beginning to expand into whether intelligence reports were altered to present a more positive picture. Now, here's the thing with an intelligence report. It is never meant to see the light of day. You know, maybe further down the line when they're declassified or something, but these are not something, this isn't something that you get out there and put on CNN or Fox News or something like this. Fox News was told by a source close to the CENTCOM analyst that the pressure on them included at least two emails saying they needed to cut it out and toe the line. Separately, a former Pentagon official told Fox News there apparently was an attempt to destroy the communications. A cover-up, if you will. Pentagon officials said the email warnings were not well received by the analysts. These emails, among others, are now in the possession of the Pentagon Inspector General. And the IG's probe is expanding into whether intelligence assessments were changed to give a more positive picture of the anti-ISIS campaign. Now, there's two reasons to do this. To be deceptive or to be kowtowing. Now, who are you kowtowing to? Telling the president what's actually going on, unless the president is out there saying, you know, I don't want to hear this. You still do it. You still do it. That's the job. There's some people that regard having the job more important than doing the job. Sometimes they might do it, but, you know. The other reason is to be deceptive, and I don't know, like I said, this is not something that was ever meant to see the light of day, so who are you trying to deceive? Maybe this was plausible deniability they were trying to build. The former Pentagon official said there were multiple assessments from military intelligence and the CIA regarding the rapid rise of ISIS in Iraq and North Africa in the year leading up to the group's territory grab in 2014. I understand where the CIA would come in because they started them. Once again, we backed the wrong horse. We didn't start ISIS per se. We started the individuals who started ISIS. We had stuff in place for a group to take over. They found it. They took it over. They became ISIS. Sort of like leaving a Petri dish full of Ebola out in the middle of the desert. Similar intelligence was included in the President's Daily Brief, or the PDB, the intelligence community's most authoritative product, during the same time period. Yet the official who was part of the White House discussions said the administration kept kicking the can down the road. The official said there was no discussion of the military involvement needed to make a difference. The IG probe started earlier this year amid complaints that information was changed to make ISIS look more degraded than it really was. Now, this is where things come into begin to start to sharpen on focus for me. The president's been out there calling them the JV squad, contained, all this other stuff, killers with good social media, you know, that kind of thing. Making them look more degraded on reports that are behind him makes it look like he's only reacting to what he's been given, doesn't it? Among complaints is that after the U.S. air campaign started in August 2014, the metrics to measure progress changed. They were modified to use measures such as the number of sorties and body counts, a metric not used since the Vietnam War, to paint a more positive picture. This is called the activity-based approach. And when you try to track the effectiveness of a strike, that doesn't really give you a comprehensive picture of whether they're being degraded and contained. Now, surprisingly, the New York Times is covering this. And they reported on Sunday that the IG investigation was expanding and adding more investigators, and that the office had taken possession of a trove of documents and emails as part of that probe. Chairman Devin Nunes, Republican of the House Intelligence Committee, said Sunday that his committee and others are involved in the investigation. We've heard from a lot of whistleblowers and other informants who have given us information and not just related strictly to the latest allegations. If I had to make a call, if somebody said, "What do you think this means, Bill?" I would say simply this. I think it means that the president was out there trying to denigrate the actual threat that they presented. I think he tried to build up a background to where if he said somebody blew the, you know, if the lid blows off of this and everything, he can go, "Well, you know, I had these reports, you know, nothing in the, nothing in this, nothing." And now that's gone. Where he thought he was building a nice little root network to where he could be the tree of deception, I think the roots have gone away and now he's just floating on top of the dirt. Time will tell. This guy needs to be impeached. He and his entire staff needs to be thrown out. I'm not afraid. Everybody, well, you know the reason, Bill, that they're afraid of impeaching Obama is because they don't want to say President Joe Biden. Can he be any worse? The nation survived the bumbling of Gerald Ford. Can he be any worse than Obama? Do we need to continue to allow him to enjoy the prestige involved in being the chief executive of the greatest nation on the planet that he has degraded so deeply? I mean, he has set the stage right now. As soon as a few parents begin to, you know, the lights come on in their head and everything, guess what, colleges? They'll be pulling their kids out of college because of the victim setup that you guys got. It was all started by the Obama administration. The whole idea of being a victim perpetually. I'm black, thus I'm a victim. I'm a woman, thus I'm a victim. I'm young, I'm a victim. I'm a this, I'm a victim. I'm a that, I'm a victim. All kinds of victimizing. But that's all beside the point. That's all beside the point. This is an attempt for plausible deniability on the Obama administration's part, and they simply cannot be allowed to get away with it. I hope the IG probe burns them. We will be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring?
Fake news.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. One of the things that's come out of the Paris, which didn't even happen here, Paris, which we sort of caused. We caused Paris because we pulled out of Iraq before things were done, and we sort of, you know, plus we were the precursors. The CIA came in there and put some things together and became precursors to ISIS. So we sort of caused that. Yeah. And, of course, it was a crisis, so we can't let that go to waste. So we're trying to use, or they, let me rephrase this, okay? The gun grabbers are trying to use Paris as another way to strip us of gun rights. Josh Earnest, the spokeshole for President Barack Hussein Obama, is attempting right now to argue that nearly 1 million people who have not been charged with any crimes, including 300,000, who have no ties to any known terrorist group, should be stripped of their basic constitutional due process rights in their latest scheme to undermine the Bill of Rights. And right now, on the forefront of this fight is the NRA on Twitter. They put out there, stripping peaceful Americans of their rights without due process is as unconstitutional as it is unbecoming of the President of the United States. Unlike the White House, unlike their other attempts to scare American citizens into giving up their basic right to due process, the NRA then went in depth and explained why the current system works without compromising anybody's civil liberties. And there's a lot of things that are involved in this that they're trying to make out that the NRA is. Some of these guys are downright stupid with some of this stuff. The NRA put out the claim driving these media assaults on the NRA is that terrorists, or at least terror suspects, are legally able to purchase firearms in the U.S. because inclusion on the government's so-called terrorist watch list is not an automatic disqualifier under federal law. Yet the basis for this claim is highly subjective, highly secret government list that a number of the very same papers who've reported on it as being inaccurate, over-inclusive, and ignoring civil rights. Indeed, even the Huffington Post, rarely one to take NRA's side on an argument, last year warned of its readers of seven ways you could end up on a terrorist watch list. The list, which has reportedly ballooned to 1 million names and has included the likes of former South African President Nelson Mandela, Senator Ted Kennedy, and even a two-year-old child, is rife with errors. We have discussed again and again the serious problems and the constitutional violations inherent in denying people their Second Amendment rights based on the inclusion of the terrorist watch list. Those who are on the list are not even supposed to know, and if they become aware of their listing, they have very little recourse to challenge it. Even assuming, contrary to available evidence, the watch list is administered flawlessly, it is still a list of people who are only dangerous enough to be watched but not arrested, prosecuted, detained, deported, or any of the other things the government does, up to and including summary execution to imminently dangerous terrorists. And that's the thing, isn't it? Right now, we're releasing criminals. We're releasing criminals, but we have a list of people that they don't want to be able to buy a gun. We know of nearly 200,000... 200,000 illegal aliens here that were released by ICE that we know they're criminals. We have sanctuary cities where not only the criminals can go, but the illegal alien criminals can go because they know they're not going to get deported there. That's why they go there. And they shoot people from time to time. So it's quite the interesting thing. I sort of wonder if I'm on it. I don't know. I would love to find out. I haven't tried to fly in a very long time, so I don't know if that would pop up or not. I have a concealed carry permit in the state of South Carolina, and nobody's come to me to take that away. But I get guns all the time. Benjamin Franklin is credited with saying that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. If you think that giving up my rights to a power-hungry president who's already weaponizing the FBI, the IRS, and everybody else he can get his hands on against his political enemies is a good idea to keep you safe, you're crazy. You are crazy. So, thankfully, the NRA is at the tip on this one. The NRA, when they decide to get feisty, they can be very feisty. They can lead and fight as well as anybody out there can on the political front. Although I'm getting a little tired of having to fight all the time on the political front, to be quite honest with you. These guys think that there is no repercussion to anything they do. And that one little dynamic is what I think emboldens them. They think they can say whatever they want to say. And yet, in colleges right now, they don't want to allow free speech because it's a microaggression or it's hurtful or we need our safe space or whatever. So, free speech, it's a double-edged sword, isn't it? If you say what you think, you might end up on a list. Yeah. And then if you end up on a list, well, then they want to take your rights away. Notice how they've expanded from the veterans, which was about 180,000, 187,000, I think, veterans that they took away the gun rights. Then they went to Social Security. They wanted to get Social Security people the same way they got the veterans if they were deemed disabled and needed a fiduciary. They wanted to take away their gun rights there, which was about 4 million people, and now they've got this other little list. This is why gun registries are not a good idea. Because if they got this list, what's to keep them from adding to the list? We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible. And your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. .com
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Washington, D.C. is a city right now where it is essentially impossible to keep and bear arms. As a matter of fact, you can't even have Civil War era bullets. So, in some cases on your desk, which have already been fired and malformed and can't ever be used again. Can't have them. The dame or lady of the city, of course, is Police Chief Kathy Lanier. They do have a May issue mechanism in place for concealed carry permits, but it is almost impossible. Emily Miller of Fox News, Washington Times, she was able to get one, but she actually had people break into her house. Which she could prove, and she had to prove that in order to get her permit. I don't know what happened yesterday. I don't know, like, something fell off of a shelf and hit her in the head. She admitted to something yesterday that D.C. residents should be paying attention to as they clamor for another gun ban. She's finally admitting to residents that the police won't be there for them in a terror attack. D.C. residents are on their own, and if you can't fight back, you are messed up, or you're about to be messed up. coming out? What did this come out of? Where did this come out of? It doesn't even give me a source for this. Anyway, some paper, I guess, wrote this up. No, this is coming from CNN. Excuse me. Confronted with the rash of school and workplace self-target shooting scenarios that now include possible terrorist acts like those in Paris, police departments are no longer preaching the passive approach of calling 911. Active shooters like the terrorists in Paris call for more active responses, including running away, hiding, or actually attacking the attackers, says Washington, D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier. Anderson Cooper reports on the new advice departments are giving civilians. That must have been a fun report for Anderson to be given. Your option to run, hide, or fight, says Lanier. If you're in a position to try and take the gunman down, to take the gunman out, it's the best option for saving lives before police can get there. In recent years, mentally ill gunmen and now terrorists have killed victims indiscriminately. Their aim is to kill as many as possible rather than taking hostages. These events call for more active approaches, she says. That's kind of counterintuitive to what cops always tell people, right? We always tell people, don't take action, call 911, don't intervene in the robbery. We've never told people take action. It's a different scenario. Notice that she did not mention that or admit that citizens need guns to have a chance of surviving the confrontation she's encouraging, did she? She didn't do that. She apparently wants you to charge an AK-wielding ISIS member with a stapler and not a Glock. By the way, if you had a Glock, you don't even have to charge them. You can sit back somewhere under the nice, leisurely auspice of cover and go ahead and pop a few into his melon, thus beginning the jambalaya Yahtzee roll of the dice of the 72 virgins coming. Plainly speaking, for those of us that are 21 years or older, we are all adults. We know the laws. We know the risks. We know the risks of ignoring the law. Now, if you live in D.C., you can live in D.C. as subjects of the Democrat-dominated city demands and the city council and the mayor and the D.C. police chief and everybody else there who doesn't want you to have anything to defend yourself, or you can choose to violate their blatantly unconstitutional law and carry a gun and risk incarceration for acting as if you have a right, or you can leave. And those are your choices. You can give in. You can ignore it, or you can get away from it. That's it. That's it. And this is not, you know, ISIS and Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram and Daesh. All of these are not going away. They're not going away. ISIS makes $2 million a day in oil. In oil. They don't care about how much they sell the oil for. Somebody come and buy it, pay me $25 a barrel, take this oil away, give me the money, I gotta buy some stuff. That's what they want to buy. Nukes. They want to buy weapons. They want to buy means of delivering these weapons, these nukes, all this other stuff. They want to do a lot of things. Now, these areas, like D.C., where 51% of you inexplicably have decided, do you want to see another gun ban? If you choose tyranny, then you have to live with it. You have to live with everything that comes with it. Now, you know, it's not like they're coming and turning you out of your house. Of course, that's not going to happen. But, you know, in these last go-rounds, like in Mumbai, which was, you know, I've actually been looking for that kind of an attack to happen, which was fewer people, and it was coordinated to a certain degree. But, I mean, they were going about at will, killing people in Mumbai. Then they decided to settle on a target. See, the Westgate Mall and the Mali Hotel attack were very much alike, because what they did was they went into one target and contained themselves within it. And then they did the indiscriminate killing they were doing, and then they, you know, tried to get away. So that is actually, if we're going to have a terrorist attack, the preferable one, believe it or not, would be where they self-contain themselves in something where we know exactly where they are, And then the horrific part of it is the body count that we get to go in and discover. Because they wouldn't do it unless they had all kinds of opportunities to kill people. They would not go in some place like that and give up some sort of advantage, like being able to roam without having a high body count on the other end of that tunnel. So, but here we have the police, and it's significant that it's the police from D.C. getting out there and saying, you can't rely on us. That's a given. We've always known that, but that is a given. We can rely on you to show up. We can rely on you to bring the chalk and the cameras and the mop. There's a nice garbage bag with a zipper on it to take some people away. There's more than one if we need it. And, you know, that's what we can rely on the police to do. There's no doubt that police, if they could get there and actually wage a, you know, get into a pitched gunfight with somebody wanting to hurt somebody, they'd do it. No doubt in my mind they would do that. But that's not the way that works. The intelligence community, okay? The intelligence community is many, many layers away from a local police jurisdiction. They may try to send information their way. If they go through regular channels, they're going to get it in 2-3 days, maybe, depending on how hot it is. But 2 or 3 days is a lifetime. It's a lifetime. One of the reasons that it is so dangerous to be a military contractor overseas right now is if you get intel that's four hours old, and you go and take a wrong turn based on that intel, and you might be ending up where you thought it was cowboy territory. It might be Indian territory. And then you see their burned out Chevy Tahoe and their bodies hanging from an overpass. Intel is very, very important. Timely intel is very, very important. This is why we have so many different ways of gathering it. When we get back, we're going to talk about the mainstream media being complicit in trying to rob you of your rights on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. All kinds of weird internet shenanigans happening here. I just saw the camera bounce, except the camera is sitting on solid ground. So we're okay, anyway. Oh, golly. New York Daily News. They are, you know, when if they ever decide to describe, if they were to get out there and put a picture beside the word insanity in the dictionary, I think the New York Daily News, any front page, any of just their logo, put that up there. That's the picture. The new thing now that all of the gun grabbers are latching onto is they are calling for assault weapon bans and bans on people buying guns if they're on the terrorist watch list because of Paris. Now, there are no weapons in the market right now like the ones used in Paris, not for sale to civilians. The only fully automatic weapons that are available to civilians had to have been made prior to some arbitrary date in 1986, which drives the price of them up. Now, ISIS could afford to buy them, but they don't have to buy them here because they're much more available elsewhere. And they're using a lot of weapons, you know, the AK, which, you know, to be honest with you, I'm sort of looking at one right now myself. But the AK-47, as it sits, is not issued by anyone. It is a surplus item that is relatively inexpensive to be found, and it is a very effective battle rifle because of the round that it fires. However, because of certain common denominators, like how simple it is, and some of the ways some of them are made, and some of the ammunition you put in them, they're not exactly the epitome of, shall we say, a marksmanship-level gun, but they are very, very effective in a close combat situation. Most of those that are fully automatic, by the way, like I said, none of those that are fully automatic can be found here. Not available to us. So, you know, they want to deny the million Americans. They want to add to that list. They want to ban guns. coming from their crazy page. Under the gun, with its leader nowhere to be found, the NRA faced a fusillade of new criticism Sunday for prioritizing gun rights over prevention of a Paris-style massacre in the U.S. Showing no shame, National Rifle Association head Wayne LaPierre remained conspicuously silent about his organization's opposition to a bill that would keep guns out of the hands of suspected terrorists. See what they did right there? They're calling the people on the watch list suspected terrorists, not people on the terrorist watch list. There's a big difference. You cannot be a two-year-old on the watch list and be a suspected terrorist. There's just no way. I'm sorry, you just don't have the skill set. I played with one yesterday. She's delightful. She's not a terrorist. Couldn't be a terrorist if she wanted to. Senator Charles Schumer and NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton issued separate calls for inside the Beltway boneheads to stand up to the powerful gun lobby and pass a bill prohibiting people on the terrorist watch list from buying firearms. So now they're calling it what it is, but not the people on it. They're not calling the people on it people on the terrorist watch list, which is very important. That's very important. There may be suspected terrorists on the terrorist watch list. I would love to find out how many people out of, say, Minnesota that have been arrested in connection with wanting to join ISIS, leave the country and go to ISIS or whatever. I'd love to know how many of them were on the terrorist watch list. I'd like to see how effective this is. But since it's so secret, how do we know? How do we know? Now, Bob Owens was added to the watch list in January of 2013. Bob Owens, he's been my guest on here many times. He's the editor, chief writer, cook, bottle washer at Bearing Arms. And he got put on the watch list. He got put on the watch list for writing an article. Cam Edwards of the NRA and Cam and Company has spoken with a number of people who'd been added to terror watch lists for doing something as innocuous as accidentally using a expired credit card to buy a plane ticket. Another lady was flagged by Homeland Security for hopping among various travel sites trying to find the best deal on a flight to Ireland. It took her 18 months to get her name off of the list. Ted Kennedy was on the no-fly list. Many active-duty military servicemen are on these lists. Many people in TSA are on these lists. One in every 300 Americans is on the terror watch list. For reasons that vary from very good, which would be ties to a known terrorist group, to utterly arbitrary, like using a travel website in a suspicious manner. And how on earth do you possibly do that? How do you, like, what is it? What is it? There's all these websites that they advertise online all day long that are now aggregators of all the other travel websites. How do you not use that in a suspicious manner if you're looking for the best deal in Vegas at SHOT Show? I mean, would I come down on that because of that? Because I wanted to get a good deal at SHOT Show? All right, let's see. Okay, go ahead and put the Stuart from Pennsylvania, yes. I tell you what. Can you get Stuart from Pennsylvania to hold through, because we're about to go into the flippings into the next hour in, what, 3 minutes? And if he's got something to say, I'd like for him to have time to say what he wants to say. Will that work? Is he good with that? Is Stuart good with that? I was asking if you could get Stuart to hang on through, because what, we got like... Very good. Get Stuart to hang on for me. I'd appreciate that. Now, coming out of England, the Daily Mail calls the attack on the NRA and rank-and-file Americans as nothing more or less than a totalitarian attempt to undermine the constitutional rights of all Americans. If you're a reader of the New York Daily News and you sit out there and you consider yourselves an American, and if you pay for them, and if you, you know, they need to go down. They really need to go down. They're a rag. They get so many things wrong. It's pathetic how many things they get wrong. After the D.C. neighbor yard shooting, They had a picture of the AR-15 up front saying this was the gun that Aaron Alexis had used. Aaron Alexis, you wouldn't find an AR-15 on a military post. Does everybody get that? You won't find an AR-15 on a military post. It'll be an M4 or an M16. But it won't be an AR-15 because the military uses true assault rifles with full select fire switches in the menu. You got safe, semi, auto. That's an M4 and M16. AR-15s aren't on the post. Capiche? They were out there throwing that out there. They never printed a retraction. They never got out there and said anything about, well, you know, we got that wrong. We do hate AR-15s, but we got that wrong. So please accept our apologies for, you know, lying to you and jumping the gun because we're so fervently anti-gun. I'm going to try to find an issue of the New York Daily News and look at their advertisers and give them a call. Give every one of them a call. Just say, you know what? Why do you advertise in a communist rag? Well, you know, I can't even claim they're a communist rag now because Putin is letting his people arm to try to push back crime. He's got half the population. He's got half the guns, less than half the guns, and he's got twice as many murders. And Putin has decided to let his people carry up to a shotgun when they're walking around in the street. I can't even call him a communist rag anymore. What can we call him? I don't even know. I don't know what you would call these guys. Oh, gosh. It just kills me. It kills me to know that there's people that read this that don't know any better and think this is, well, Yeah. That picture of Wing LaPierre dressed like a jihadi, that's him. That's him. Mean, ugly, evil Wing LaPierre. Where's my latte? We're going to flip right back. When we get back, going to the phone, Stuart, you please hang on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.